We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. A couple of things are on my table right now, a little buffet set up. And if you are at all being impacted by the smoke, how bad is it where you are? What are you seeing? You guys seeing any like horrible haze, stinging in the eyes, a sore throat, anything like that? Let me know. You've seen anything weird with the smoke from these Canadian fires? Let me know. Also, ticks. We've done the show on Lyme disease. This isn't a Lyme disease show. This is a show about ticks. How big a problem are ticks where you live? In the suburbs, we never used to worry, at least in Western New York, never used to be concerned at all about ticks. And now it's a huge, huge thing. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Wheatfield. And Bill, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I've had a tick bore into me here in Wheatfield. I don't know if you know that, you know, your grandson had the one in his ear. I don't know if you know, when a tick gets on you, it wants to go to the highest spot on you. It wants to go to your head. And like the one fellow that had it on his shoe, he was lucky. They like to be in tall grass, and they'll climb up to the tip of a tall grass, and they're kind of like a crab. The two feelers they stick out are like little claws to grab onto you. But you know, with me, what it was I'm in the shower after. And, you know, he only got as far with me as I wear boxers. And I have the elastic waist boxers.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, so he couldn't go any farther than that. And he bored in there on the front of me. And, you know, I wear glasses for readers. And, you know, and I'm taking the shower, and I don't know. I'm just thinking it's a little scab or something. And I brush it off of me. And all of a sudden I said, well, wait a minute. And I turned the shower off. And I actually went and I picked it up because I didn't know. And it was a tick. And, you know, it wasn't little. You know, I mean, there's different ticks, different sizes. And, yeah, he left a nasty bore hole in me that was purple for a long time. And I went and I got my, you know, tested to see if I had Lyme disease, and I didn't. I was lucky.
But you can identify the place and the circumstances under which this tick latched onto you.
Yes, you know, I was, you know, right at my waist. You know, he couldn't get past my elastic waistband of my boxers, so he decided to bore into me right there. That nasty purple mark lasted a long time. And you know how you were saying, you know, that, you know, like didn't really worry about it when you were younger.
Right.
You know, most of these ticks are on deers. Well, what is it in Amherst now? Amherst is loaded with deers, and, you know, you can't shoot them in Amherst. So,
Well, it's deer. There's a whole sir. There's a whole bunch of other vectors for ticks. It's not just deer. It's a bunch of rodents as well, and other animals. Pretty much. Well, there are a lot of vectors. It's not just deer as the vectors.
No, you're correct.
For it.
But they have ticks that they actually call deer ticks.
This is true, but that's kind of like misleading.
Okay.
It's kind of like calling pop soda. You know.
Well, if you want to know a fun fact, after that, you know, people that have horse farms, they get guinea hens, and they'll turn guinea hens loose in the field because they're known as being very buggy. You know, they're better than chickens. They just, and they're real good at eating ticks. So I'd gotten seven of them. I'm in wheat field, so. You know, at night they'd go in the pen and I'd lock them down. And during the day, I turn them loose and my neighbors loved it too. So we were really good after that for not having ticks around here because of the guinea hens.
Now, do you have to worry with the guinea hens that you are going to be victimized by weasels, fox, and the other predators out there?
Well, I didn't finish the story. I went on vacation and they would go in the pen every night, you know, and when I went on vacation for 2 weeks, I could not get them in the pen that night. And when I came back 2 weeks later, there was a fox sitting near the pen like, well, what are you doing here? This is my area. I had my fun. What else have you got for me to eat?
Yeah, so that's.
That was last year and I haven't got any more after that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to move on here, Bill. I appreciate it. Your close encounters with ticks and everything I've heard from people who have any kind of fowl they keep around the house, it never ends well. It never ends well, except for the fox or the other predators. Let's go to Carl in Forestville. Carl, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, best day of my life.
Hey, I just wanted to say the last 6 years has been really bad for ticks. I do a lot of mushroom hunting. I do a lot of hunting, fishing. And I'll tell you, just about every time you go in the woods nowadays, you're going to have a tick on you if you don't suit up.
When you say suit up, what do you mean?
Well, the best way I've come to keep them off me is spray my feet down pretty good with my shoes and the cuff of my whatever with DEET, obviously.
Right.
And just wear lighter color clothing so you can see them. But I'm not even kidding. I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. I'm 57 now. And it's never been like this before, ever.
Well, when I found out a couple of weeks ago that my grandson had a tick in his ear, I was fit to be dipped.
Yeah, well, I had one in a very unmentionable spot.
Oh.
A couple of times, so that's no fun either.
A couple of times?
Yes, yeah,
see,
the last few years.
Okay, there's so many things I want to ask right now, but I really can't, or I'll get in trouble.
I get it.
Oh, so, yeah. I would think that your ability to detect a tick on you is greatly influenced by exactly where the tick is on your body, because, simply put, there are some parts of your body you can't see.
Right.
Like if a woman comes up to you and says, hey, you've got a great butt. You've never seen your butt except in a mirror.
Nope, never seen my butt. I'm just saying. I just wanted to call and say yes. I would tell everybody before they start walking in dry leaves or running brushing against brush to make sure you have stuff on you because it's horrible.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I've been doing some work in the field several mornings last week, and every time I arrived in a certain site, I would spray down just to make sure, just to minimize the risk of a tick hitching a ride and making my life miserable.
I wanted to say one more thing about it, and that Doxycycline.
Doxycycline.
Yes, it's a bad one to take. I've taken it several times. It really makes you feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I suppose it's like anything. Some people have bad reactions to certain drugs. I can't take gabapentin. It makes me nuts.
Yep. I didn't want to eat up a bunch of your time. I just wanted to tell you that, tell everybody to suit up when they go in the woods nowadays, because it's horrible.
All right. Thank you very much. I wonder, folks, if you've had experiences not in the woods, but you've had experiences in your own well-manicured suburban lawn, as what happened to my grandson. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is D in Hamburg. D, you've had a close encounter with a tick?
Actually, no, I haven't, but I figured I'd better call because all the comments that I'm hearing, and I've done a lot of investigating on ticks and deer ticks and bites, and what I've read so far, and anybody can Google this, that immediately after a tick bites you, whether it, as soon as it initially gets into the skin barrier and breaks it, it secretes a fluid, and it secretes the parasitic membranes from that body of that bug that is deadly to you, and it gets into your bloodstream. So whether you find a tick, once it bites you, it's too late. You go to the hospital, you see a tick, you're in the shower, you pull it out, you think everything's fine. It's that initial bite, and what it is like babesiosis, and there's like a big list of all these different diseases. They put the osis name after it, okay, which is Lyme disease is the in general generic name. It creates a lot of different things in the body, depending upon your immune system and how strong it is. It has a lot to do with how quick it manifests, just like cancer. So you can get gout, eczema, all sorts of things wrong with you. And these are all side effects of a tick bite. And there's multiple kinds of ticks out there. But anybody can Google and what I'm saying, and depending upon how you Google it, and it will say that as soon as that bug bites you in the skin, there's damage. And depending upon how long and how much time goes by, that parasitic cell membranes, they start multiplying in your body, and they manifest and they take hold the longer the time goes on. And I thought that I would just call in on that because I hear so many comments, and you know what? I'm just figured I'd put it out there. Anybody's free to investigate what they want.
I'm a little bit confused about your basic theory. I confess that I don't know. Maybe my brain is being affected by the smoke, and perhaps the smog and fog have crept into it. But your take on ticks again was what the main point?
That when a tick initially bites you, it secretes a fluid into your system, and that hence parasitic infection. Like I know that if you Google like something like toxoplasmosis. It says the CDC that like 60% of the population is infected with that. You get that from fecal matter from cats. You know, it's a combination between a rat and a cat. That's right on the CDC website. You can Google it, but I'm just saying, I'm just voicing what I have read. Just like everybody else is calling with their opinions or their experiences. But I guess I would just throw that out there, I guess, just for one more monkey wrench in your conversation.
Hopefully it's not a monkey wrench. Hopefully it's an adjunct to the conversation. I've never actually seen a monkey wrench. I'm not a very handy person. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Welcome to the show. I have two things on my plate right now. The smoke. And how is the smoke affecting your life? And is the smoke affecting your health? And as I've said, if you listen closely and intently to my voice, you will see, well, you won't see it, but you'll hear a raspiness entering the voice. And that's the same kind of raspiness that I get when there's a bad allergy for me. For example, Tree Pollen this year did a real number on The Voice. And what I'm finding here is, despite my best efforts to stay inside as much as possible, that the smoky stuff is getting into the old larynx and causing, you know, that wonderful raspiness, which makes me basically want to sing a whole bunch of Bonnie Tyler songs from the 70s.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All righty. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome, loves, to the show. And we're talking about actually a couple of things. Number one, obviously, the all-encompassing smoke. Anything you've got to say about the smoke, how it's affecting you, how it's affecting your life. And no, this is not the first time we have faced smoke from Canada. Not in a long shot. Back in 1950, we literally had the sun blocked out in the middle of the afternoon by smoke. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We are also talking about ticks and your close encounters with ticks. Never used to have issues with ticks, at least in the suburbs that I can remember. Remember seeing the ads for the flea and tick collars, but it was just never a concern. We had a dog for many, many years, would frolic in the backyard, never a tick. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Maureen in Newfane. Maureen, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call today. So just to put this into perspective, the amount of acres that have burned in Canada has been around 8 million acres, and that's almost the equivalent of all of Western New York, which is 9.6 million acres. So it's a pretty large fire that they've, you know, had to fight this fire, and I'm sure they don't have the resources to continue to, you know, I'm sure they're all tired, their resources that they have, but it's pretty substantial when you look at the size and magnitude of this fire. They've put a lot of it out, of course, but there's still a lot burning. And, you know, you look at the largest fire, that wildfire in California has been, I think, 1 million acres, and that was in 2020. So it's pretty substantial. I know there's been some callers calling in saying, you know, has to do with the trees, and it's just a natural part of life. And I agree. But when you look at the size and magnitude of this, it's pretty, pretty large.
Yeah, but, you know, so was the one back in 1950. I mean, are you suggesting that somehow fires are getting bigger now because of climate change?
I'm not necessarily going to say that. I just think that the amount that it has burned, or we've not seen this, I don't think, in a very, very long time in this area. experience, you know, downwind with Canada. I mean, they do have a lot of wooded areas, but I'm not necessarily going to say it's climate change. But I mean, in my lifetime, I don't ever remember seeing that amount of acreage burn. And to say that this is only going to last a couple days, I can't imagine it only lasting a couple days. This could last a couple months when you think about it.
Well, I don't know how many fires they're going to be able to put out. Quebec, for example, they're looking for some kind of international support. They've got like 500 firefighters on the ground fighting 30 different fires. But again, I mean, I submit to you that these fires have taken place and are going to continue to take place for as long as trees are on the earth. It's just right. It's something that happens. And the story from the Buffalo Courier Express, September 25th, 1950, the day the sun disappeared, it was as dark as midnight in the middle of the afternoon in downtown Buffalo. So this is not exactly anything new.
Right, right. And to tie this a little bit to, you know, what Hochul wants to do in Albany, you know, now I'm hearing that they're talking about, or Biden is talking about, you know, trying to exclude the gas furnaces. And, you know, New York wants to be number one in trying to, you know, have the clean energy. And having fires like this aside another country, how do you control that, you know?
Well, there's not just fires, there's also volcanoes. I mean, yeah. We talked earlier about Mount Tambora. How in the world is Kathy Hochul of New York State going to control some volcanic eruption all the way around the world? It's just not going to happen. I mean, look, we could have an extinction-level event at any time, just like every single generation of humans before us, because the Earth marches to geologic time, we march to human time, and there's a big difference between the two.
Right, right. I agree.
Thank you, Maureen. I appreciate the call. I mean, there's no doubt these obviously are big fires, but I don't believe that they are unprecedentedly big fires. How could they be? Because back in 1950, we were covered with smoke all the way from, well, let me look at the article, all the way from Alberta. Alberta. That is how thick the smoke was in 1950 from Alberta. I mean, this is Quebec. That's a lot closer than Alberta. Let's go to Steve in Orchard Park talking about the smoke as well as your close encounters with ticks. You're on WBEN, Steve. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, sir.
So, well, the ticks, there's a lot of things people don't really know about them. You had a woman call in earlier that was talking about some things when they bite. They do deliver different things to your body in the initial, but the tick usually has to be attached for a while to have any serious threat, you know, usually 12 hours. But we have a show horse farm in Orchard Park, and, you know, we do riding lessons, and these horses are always subject to this sort of this sort of thing. But one of the things people don't know, like Lyme's disease and some of these other things you can get from a tick, is that you can, you know, a lot of this is carried in like snail mucus and things like that. So, you know, it's possible for a child to get out in a yard, even a suburban yard, and then start messing with either being in the grass where the mucus from the snail is still wet. They can get the same sort of diseases that way. And a lot of people don't know that, but horses usually end up with things like Lyme's disease and the relative diseases like that frequently from getting in contact with stuff that's in the grass from things other than ticks.
By the way, just real quickly, I mean, the white, everybody talks about deer. And that, you know, that's always my first thought if I see a deer on the property is, oh, my goodness, is this deer going to shed ticks onto my lawn that are going to latch onto my parts of my body? But the white-footed mouse, I guess, is the largest vector for ticks.
That's true. Also, if the tick is on the deer, when it does drop off the deer, it's not going to be going after anyone because it's already got, you know, it's already bitten the deer. So once, you know, once it's found a host and it's gone, it's just going to produce more ticks, you know, for the future.
So you said you've got horses. What is it like to try to keep your horses tick free?
It's a big job, and we do find them on the horses frequently, probably several times a week. The horse is such a large animal with a body temperature that's hotter than a human's, a few degrees warmer. So the ticks will tend to go for the horses before humans. So we don't usually have the problem with our riders, you know, experiencing ticks in our area, but the horses will pick them up. And, you know, what it does to the horse, if you don't catch it, is similar to a human, but they'll get all kinds of arthritis problems, lameness. And so you got to catch this stuff. But generally speaking, the woman that called in earlier with the ticks being so dangerous, initially, if you get the ticks, you know, if you get the ticks off the body quickly, then, you know, usually you're going to be relatively unthreatened by any kind of symptoms. But
I mean, it's got to take you a long time. You mentioned the size of a horse. It's got to take you a long time to look at every single part of every single horse to make sure that the tick isn't going to be embedded long enough to do lasting damage to a very expensive animal.
No doubt. I mean, these horses are upwards of thousands of dollars, you know, $50,000, $60,000 sometimes, and even more. But that's why you groom them so well. And then we also put, you know, we put some real insect repellent on them. And, you know, but if you groom them well and you keep them in good conditions, generally you're in pretty good shape, and you usually find the culprits. You usually find the ticks when you groom, because you use three types of brushes. You curry, and then you use a hard brush and a soft brush. And if you get everywhere, you'll generally find the ticks. And the horses are groomed several times a day, which seems probably a lot of people like a white elephant. But when you groom the horse, it you do find things like ticks and other little problems that the horse can have.
Hey, so, Steve, just out of curiosity, if you've got a riding stable where people come and ride, do you also make use of the services of an equine chiropractor, a chiropractor for horses? Do you do that?
We do it sometimes. It's not as common as it is for humans, but the horse chiropractors can really do some good things for the horses. It's surprising because the horse is so huge, but they know what to do. And a lot of times they will, you know, they will do work on the horses that's real helpful.
Well, because I told a story a few weeks ago, true story, Gettysburg. There's a riding stable in Gettysburg, and you can hop on a horse and you can ride across the battlefield, which is kind of cool. And the lady who owns the place was mentioning that they've been using a horse chiropractor for several years. And horses, being rather intelligent animals, they immediately recognize when the horse chiropractor lady shows up at the barn, and they all like line up and jostle for position because they want to feel better. Do you have the same experience?
Absolutely. The horses love it. You know, they and horses like good attention anyway. So you put someone that knows what they're doing on the animal, and it's going to always improve. Once the horse is attitudes improve, the entire animal becomes more healthy to begin with. So with horses, if you can keep them in good spirits, their health will increase in quality as they do, much like humans.
But do you happen to have a do you happen to have a weight limit for riders?
Yeah, basically you can put about 15% of the horse's body weight on the animal. We 20%, we don't go to 20, we'll stop at 15. It will wear, you know, their pasterns will get wore out and some of their tendons and their joints. So when riding a little, like we've got a Friesian, we can put a 200-pound rider on pretty easy. Even somebody over 200 pounds if they're taught to ride well. But generally, we try to stay around the 150 in pounds.
In Buffalo? How is that even possible to stay in business? Come on. It's the size of a good turd here. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yep.
That might have been a little much. But no, because the place in Gettysburg, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, when you call to make reservations, they say, look, we're going to weigh you when you come. And if you are in excess, I think it was 215 pounds, but don't quote me. If you are over 215 pounds, you are A, not going to get on our horse. B, you don't get your money back. So we literally went there, my son and I, early, like 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning. And we saw this guy who clearly was well over 215 pounds being turned away. And he was not very happy. And I just said to my son, I said, hey, when I booked this, they wanted to make sure what we weighed. So we were good to go. But that poor guy, I don't know if he ever lost the weight and went back. But they make it real clear up front. It's not like they're trying to scam you. All right, talking about the smoke as well as your close encounter. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us on the show. I was thinking about maybe changing things up in the next hour. So if you have anything you want to add in here about the smoke, what you're experiencing, if you got any health issues because of the smoke, labored breathing, maybe you had to take a loved one to ICU because of asthma or COPD, whatever, feel free. Close encounters with ticks. Couldn't believe hearing that my grandson actually got a tick in his ear. Fortunately, mom is medically trained and was able to spot the tick and get the little guy to the hospital where they extracted the tick and gave him the prophylactic antibiotics. And seems really weird using the word prophylactic and your grandson in the same sentence. It is 4:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. No, it's just, it's remarkable the situation with horses. Didn't grow up around horses. Horses to me are like a boat or a pool. I think they're super cool, but would never want to own one. The veterinary bills have got to be through the bloody ceiling. But the I was in a state of absolute awe and wonder when the lady in Gettysburg talked about the horse chiropractor coming to do adjustments on the horses. And the horses, I mean, they're very smart animals. They're not stupid in the least, but these horses, every time they see the face of this equine chiropractor, they perk right up and they'll just like basically gallop over to her and say, me first, me first, me first. I wish there was video, probably if I looked on YouTube, there would be video of that, but I would like to see video of these specific horses that we rode and this specific equine chiropractor. I have no idea how somebody trains to be an equine chiropractor. I don't know if you have to be a veterinarian first. I don't know if you have to have your doctor of chiropractic education first, and then you branch out onto the veterinary side of things, but talk about an interesting line of work. I have no idea what the income level is for an equine chiropractor, but I don't know if you can imagine in your mind's eye a whole bunch of horses just lined up to get themselves adjusted. It's just, I don't know, something makes me smile just to think about it. And by the way, the news article I put on Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page from 1950. If you think that forest fires, severe ones, are new, guess again, Chuck Schumer and others. Forest fire smoke darkens lakes area. Weird haze turns day into night along Buffalo's Main Street. And they've got a picture showing midday buffalo looking like midnight buffalo. And the article, clouds drift east, south from Alberta. Alberta, not Ontario, not Quebec, but bloody Alberta. So you can check that out and read to your heart's content and delight on News Radio 930 WBEN. Right now, the air is still unhealthy. 172 is the count. 172 for those keeping score at home. And really, this morning, we did have a lot of calls on the police scanners, I've been told, of reports of labored breathing. Randy Bushover was doing traffic this morning and made reference to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.